Hello, Audio Boom. Graham here, Black 73 Cat. Hope you're all well, guys. It's Friday, the 10th of October. It's about 12:15 in the PM. How are we all? I've not been around for a little while. I've fallen off the Octava horse. Quite spectacularly after, third or fourth fence. So, whether I'm going to be able to get back on or not, I don't know. At the minute, I'm not sure. Don't really want to go into huge amounts of detail, I don't suppose. I'm bothered in any way. I'm quite happy to talk about it openly, but I don't want to bore you guys. Basically, I've been a bit run down for the week. Some kind of virus or a cold or something at the beginning of the week. That's been kind of hanging around for ages, you know, when you kind of have a cold bubbling, but you just never get that chance to just kind of have a day off and just, you know, just slob on the sofa with a blanket and a load of chocolate. I'm doing a dishwasher boo, Rog. I'm doing a dishwasher boo. So I was feeling grotty as anything, and then I've been a bit down this week. I've been struggling with the old anxiety or stress or depression, whatever you want to call it. I'm feeling a bit brighter now, although something else has just happened this morning which has cheesed me right off. But, things have just kind of been a bit against me this week, or seemingly so. And as a consequence, I've just not been able to kind of sit down and sort of get my head in the zone of, you know, choosing music and messing around with iTunes. I'm feeling a bit brighter now, but it's not a good place to be. You know, mate. Make you some lunch. Good lad. I kind of lost the thread with Octava. I'll have a look over the next couple of days, and I might try and get back on if I can, because I was enjoying doing it, but just, you know, when your head's not there, it's really kind of difficult to come up with anything constructive. I have been listening to a few. Well, I'll be honest, I've been listening to a few Octavas, but you know what? I've got a full list, a full playlist in Pocket Casts. And I said this right at the beginning of October, that when I did my first post, that these days I'm more drawn to spoken word rather than the music. It was a totally sort of unconscious, subconscious thing yesterday, where I was sitting looking through my playlist, and I just started scrolling past all the Octava ones and looking for just the normal blogs, you know. They were my first pick. And I kind of thought, this is bizarre, you know. All this music is whizzing past my eyes, and all I wanted to do was pick out just the straightforward spoken word. I have been listening to some Octavas as well. It's not that I'm not listening to them at all, although I've got a hell of a lot to catch up on. But when I'm prioritising a playlist, it's always just the straightforward, you know, discussion topics and blogs that I really want to get listening to. It's really strange. I've just lost that affinity with music, you know. It doesn't have the same draw for me that it used to. And I do, like I said, you know, get with the Glastonbury coverage and stuff, I do get kind of enthused about it. And I do kind of get to stages where I'm really, really enjoying what I'm listening to and stuff. But it hasn't got that same pull that it used to have years ago. It's strange. Really strange. I'll just have to see how I'm going over the course of the next couple of days. Although this weekend has just become a lot freer than I thought. I'm gutted, actually. I had three opportunities to get out in the mountains this weekend, and all three have fallen through. I'm absolutely gutted. Firstly, I was tomorrow was supposed to be a Peak District walk with the photo group that I'm part of, which I mentioned many times before. And I've been looking forward to that for ages. That's been on the calendar for over a month. Then on top of that, there was talk of a lads' weekend, just some friends of ours. The girls sometimes get together and go off on like a spa weekend, and the lads get together and go off camping and climbing mountains and stuff. And there was a possibility of getting away with the lads to go somewhere, Lake District or somewhere like that, which I turned down because of commitments on Sunday, and also the fact that I was committed, or I'd already said I was going on this this photo group walk. And then over the course of the early part of this week, there was some discussion about a possible meet-up on Saturday night for a wild camp in the Peak District. So I was kind of going to jump on that as well. And then things changed for our plans for Sunday. So now I can't... it will be really difficult for me to... Well, it may be very difficult for me to do a wild camp, but I won't know for definite until tomorrow whether it's possible or not, at which point it will be too late to join in with the one I had planned. So that fell through. And then I've just realised in the last hour that I can't now do the photo group walk either. Circumstances beyond my control. So yeah, essentially my good lady wife needs the car tomorrow. I had promised her that she could have the car, and the chap that I normally go on the photo walks with, I just messaged him and said, is it okay if I jump in with you tomorrow? I've just found out that he's not going. he's away for the weekend, or away for the week actually. So I haven't got a lift, which I thought I had. So I've lost it all in the space of 24 hours. Three possible mountain opportunities and all three have gone. So I may have to go for another Sherwood Forest wander tomorrow. I think I could do with just getting out and having a damn good walk. Maybe a good walk on my own would probably be a good thing. I might plan a big circular route locally, do a bit of a local tour of the local landmarks, Sherwood Forest, and might go have a walk right around and go over the Vicar Water and stuff. Might do a full day of it, big long day out, just around my local area. I think that might do me good. Bit of solo walking. And also I could really deal with doing a video for my YouTube channel, because I haven't done one for bloody ages. In fact, oh my God, I've just realised I've got a blog post to write. Oh my word. I've still got my blog post that's half written from my Kinder Scout trip. What's that, 6 weeks ago? Something like that? Oh my word. Right, I'll get on to that. I've got a blog post to write this week. Yeah, and I think I'll go for a big long solo walk tomorrow. Maybe that'll do me good. I'm going to further my explorations of the local area. I'm in that kind of frame of mind. Anyway, this has been quite a boring audio bit, wasn't it? Let's get back onto to some more exciting topics, perhaps not exciting, but certainly discussionable topics such as audio boom, and the insult of the Android update. Oh my word! Oh my blinking word! I was just picking my tongs up then out of the tumble dryer. If my tongs in the tumble dryer, I'd be in trouble. Picking my tongs up out of the dishwasher, and in anger, you heard me click them together when I mentioned the word audio boom. Oh, dear me. Yeah, for anybody who doesn't know, so we had an Android update for Audio Boom, which just happened to coincide with the fact that I've stripped my phone. I've done a full factory reset on my Galaxy S3. I think I might have mentioned before, since they put Android Jelly Bean 4.3 onto the Galaxy S3, it's really struggled. And they won't do a KitKat update for the UK version. And over the last couple of weeks, it's just got worse and worse and worse and worse and worse. And it's literally like wading through cold treacle. It was horrible. I couldn't do anything. It was just everything was just lagging. No matter what I tried to do, it was just struggling. So I could have flashed a new ROM onto it, but it's only going to last me another 6 or 8 weeks perhaps. I'm due upgrade. Well, I can upgrade in November, but my actual contract expiry date is in January, so it makes more sense to hold on till January when A, I'm out of contract, and B, there's probably going to be some better offers on new handsets after Christmas. So I've got to kind of hold off till January, so what, another 8 weeks or so. That's all I've got to do. I'm sidetracking now. So anyway, I've reset my phone, and in the process of resetting my phone back to factory, of course, all my apps have gone. Some of them back up through Google and whatever, but most of them had gone. And do you know what? It didn't occur to me that I hadn't got the Audio Boo app anymore, just because I never use it. And it wasn't until who was it? Chris Pilgrim, Chris. Put something out on Twitter saying, have you seen this Audio Boom update? And I kind of thought, oh yeah, let's have a look. So I read Chris's, I listened to Chris's Audio Boo about it. And yeah, you know, I couldn't get my head around it. I still haven't put the Audio Boo app onto my phone. All they've done is a bug fix, basically. They've done a bug fix and then relaunched the app. They haven't even given us the blinking M, for crying out loud. It's still Audio Boo. There is no Audio Boom app for Android. They have patched up the app, the same old app that's been broken and bodged and fiddled with for the last 2 years. They've patched it up yet again and given us it back. Thanks very much, Audio Boo. Thanks very much. You know what? It's a blinking joke, man. An absolute joke. And I'm sorry, but I was told in person a week and a half ago that the Android Audio Boom app was due out in a couple of weeks' time. Well, I'm sorry, but I'm starting to very, very much doubt that, because why would you bother going to the trouble of patching the knackered old crusty app that nobody's been using anyway, when you've got a brand new relaunch coming out? I'll believe that when I see it. Oh, you might notice that my positivity from last week has somewhat waned slightly. I'm not going to go into that in public forum, but it's a sorry state of affairs. It really is. It's a sorry state of affairs. But hey, what can you do? What can you do? I will still carry on uploading in Boomail. I will still record using my third-party MP3 player. I will still carry on listening to DMs, etc. through the website. And I will still continue to not interact and not expose myself to the premium content that Audio Boom seem to want to force down our throats. But there you go. Hey, stop whinging, Graham. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Right, I am almost finished emptying the dishwasher. I shall now proceed to make some lunch for my boy and me. I'm not sure what I'm going to have today. I'm kind of in the mood, if I'm honest. I'm kind of in the mood for smelly egg sandwiches. I really am. In fact, that's what I'm going to have. Smelly egg sandwiches. Yep. Why the hell not? Why the hell not? You need to know that, didn't you? You like it when I keep you informed, don't you, people of Audio Boom? Anything else that I need to tell you all? Possibly not, really. Possibly not. I don't think there is. I'm feeling better. That's the main thing. I'm feeling better. Certainly better than I was, despite the fact that I've just had some more disappointment. I am feeling a lot brighter, which is good. Which is good. Coping mechanisms. That's what it is. Learned over many years of sufferance. So I'm going to go and listen to some audio booze while I boil these eggs, and hopefully tomorrow I will download a huge playlist, and I will take my earbuds with me. I will take my portable battery pack so I can recharge my aging antiquarian handset, hopefully imbibe a lot of audio booze, because I'm hopefully going to be on an epic trek tomorrow. That's a good idea. I've just thought about that, and I'm going to stick with it. And thank you for sticking with me through all this waffle and tripe. I do appreciate it very much, as always. I hope you guys are all feeling well and happy. And I'm looking forward to catching up on your audio booms and boos and octavas and everything else that you lovely people are outputting from your vocal cords. Thank you very much for listening to me. I will speak to you all soon. Take care, guys. Bye-bye.